Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Ibabalik ng Manchester Museum ng England ang 45 mga gamit ng seremonya na kinuha mula sa Australia mahigit 100 taon na ang nakaraan. Sa ulat ni Danny Tees Johnson na isinalin sa wikang Filipino, ito ang pinakaunang klase ng pagbalik mula sa isang museo ng United Kingdom. Bumisita ang isang katutubong delegasyon sa Manchester Museum, hilaga ng England, upang kolektahin ang mga sagradong artipakto ng seremonya na dinala sa Britanya noong 20th century. Sinabi ni Mangubadidjari Yanir, isang lalaking Gangalida at tagapagsalita ng Gangalida Gadawa, isang katutubong titulo ng Aboriginal na korporasyon. Naranasan niya ang malalim na emosyon nang una niyang makita ang mga bagay na hinahandang ilipat sa Australia.
Yeah, it was very powerful and an emotional moment for us and for our mobs. I believe the repatriation of sacred cultural heritage materials is an important and necessary step in terms of healing and reconciliation between our mob and our community and within our communities, and also between our mob and the state colonial governments as well.
Sumang-ayon din ang lalaking Gadawa na si Uncle Donald Bob, na ito nga ay naglabas ng mga malalim na emosyon mula sa puso.
Sort of really heartbroken at first when you see an item that comes from way across on the other side of the world coming to a very big place like this and being viewed daily in universities.
Si Stephen Welsh, ang curator ng mga buhay na bagay sa Manchester Museum, at sinabi niya na ang koleksyon ng mga artipakto ay produkto ng isang kaharian. Sinabi din niya, sabik ang lahat ng mga taga-Manchester Museum na mangyari ito upang magbigay ng mas mabuting pag-uunawa sa kanila.
It's part of the work that we do about trying to be as inclusive as we possibly can be and caring. And not only caring for collections, where are they best placed, where do they belong, but caring for people as well. And so having those conversations back and forth about the history of the objects, looking into the archives, doing the community engagement from your side was fascinating, but always within the forefront of our mind, that issue of belonging, where do they belong, and finding a way, working together to be able to make that happen.
Ang pagbalik ng mga bagay ay magmamarka sa 250th anibersaryo ng pag-alis ni Kapitan Cook sa Australia at Pasipiko noong 1770. Si Craig Ritchie, ang CEO ng Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander o IATSIS, na nananaliksik ng mga bagay ng kultural na pamana ng Aboriginal sa mga institusyon sa ibayong dagat, at nagtrabaho din kasama ang mga tradisyonal na may-ari at lokal na komunidad tungkol sa nais nilang mangyari sa mga panahong iyon. Ayon sa kanya, ang pagbalik ng Manchester ay isang ideya na sa wakas ay dumating.
For the last 250 years, beginning in fact on the 29th of April, 1770, items of our material culture were taken, in that case by men of the Endeavour, Captain Cook's ship. So our material, our cultural heritage has been taken offshore for 250 years. And so at about the time where that anniversary is, it will come up in Australia, we've got a process that's begun where a significant number of those items, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural material, is coming back home. So that's really important for that reason.
Sinabi niya, ang mga bagay ay babalik ng walang kondisyon sa mga tradisyonal na may-ari at kadalasan gagamitin sa dahilang ginawa sila kaysa sa nakaupo sa isang salaming lalagyan sa museo. Ipinaliwanag ni Ginong Yanir kung paano ito ginagamit.
These items will return back to country and be accepted by the community and by our peoples on the week of the 16th of December in a ceremony that will take place that will just... It's a welcoming home, welcoming back to country ceremony, an important step in this process, and something we're very much looking forward to The items will continue to be used as they were before they were taken from us, and as they are still used to this day in other areas of our life, for ceremony and for other important sacred practices within our culture and within our community.
Nakipag-usap ang IATSIS sa mahigit 43 museo sa Britanya na may hawak ng mga artipakto, kabilang ang mga museyong Briton at ang museo sa Victoria at Albert sa London. Natukoy nila ang halos 32,000 sagradong bagay ng katutubong Australia. Marami dito ay hindi dinisplay at nag-iipon lang ng alikabok. Sinabi ni Craig Ritchie, ang pagbalik ng mga bagay ay nagmamarka ng lumalaking pagkilala sa katutubong kasaysayan ng Australia na umuugat sa libo-libong taon.
The value of our culture and our heritage and our stories and our traditions is finally starting to be recognized, because there's been no sense from any of the institutions that we've dealt with to date that this is sort of about a curiosity or isn't this quaint, we'll give back these material to Aboriginal people. Nothing about that at all. It's a very serious engagement, not just with the question of the artifacts or the objects, but our knowledges that are in those objects and around those objects.
Sinabi ni Uncle Donald Bob, ito ay isang mahalagang sandali para sa mga tao ng Gungalida.
Like you always think back to where it came from, and you know, far away home, Burketown, that's a long way, and you know, for the Gungalida people, it's been an important thing for them to return the items, artifacts.
Ang Manchester Museum ay ang unang institusyon ng United Kingdom at ang pangalawa sa mundo na nagbalik ng mga sagradong artipakto sa proyektong IATSIS.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.